Well, there is a parcel of land in the Black Hill area between John Renshaw Drive, between the motorway and Black Hill Road, that's up for a bit of rezoning, in fact, light industrial. One gentleman that's got his eye on this for us is Terry Lewin from the Black Hill Environment Protection Group. He's got some concerns. Let's find out what they are. Good morning, Terry. I guess we'll start by prepping everybody on what the area is gazetted to become and how we got here in the first place.
Yeah, thanks. Well, basically on the 13th of April, it was approved to become a mixture of light industrial, roughly 196 hectares, environmental conservation, 40 hectares, and environmental living, 64 hectares. So it's kind of important to realise what it is and what it's not to start off with. So contrary to some of the statements in newspaper and elsewhere, it's not a commercial hub, it's not a freight hub, it has nothing to do with residential. That 64 hectares of environmental living is constrained to be a maximum of four lots with a single dwelling on each. So we're talking pure and simple another light industrial estate. So this started back in 2012. Actually, the Catholic Diocese bought the land, I think, some considerable time before that, and with the intention of putting a regional school on it. Essentially, it was a dumb idea in the first place, and they quickly realised that. And ever since then, they've been trying to come up with a way of offloading the land. And unfortunately, this is their solution to seek to have it rezoned to industrial. So
Now, there does seem to be, because we're in that area, that part of the Hunter, there is a lot of that type of area around the Beresfield zone at the moment. Do you think that by putting more of this type of activity there, we are in the risk of being another white elephant? Because the other area that comes to mind is the HES zone or Hunter Economic Zone, the other side of Pelham Main. Do you fear that it could be something like that?
Not for the same reason, but in a broad sense, because people haven't thought through the kind of the rationale for this. I mean, to be fair, the only thing that this site's got going for it is its proximity to John Renshaw Drive and the M1. That's the only thing it's got going for it. Now, that might sound like a lot, but when you weigh that up against what's already there, so for starters, a few years ago, the adjacent block, which actually happens to be Colin Allied-owned block, which is in the Newcastle area, which is 183 hectares, that was zoned light industrial. That was one of those land transfer swaps. So basically, the Colin Allard got the right to develop that area as industrial in exchange for a land swap in the Sugarloaf Range. I mean, similarly, the same sort of thing happened in the Minmay area, except in that instance, it's residential. So essentially, we've already added 183 hectares to potential light industrial in Black Hill. On our calculation, with that alone and the other areas around Black Hill and Beresfield, there's already a 30 to 40 year supply of land for employment in that area. So on top of that, you add this 200 hectares, we're talking 50 or 60 years supply. So it's a long way ahead to plan. You know, it may eventually be developed as light industrial, but it's certainly a long way down the track. Not only that, both sites have no infrastructure, so you know, it's estimated there'd be sort of $16 to $20 million to put in wastewater connections from there over to Morpeth waste facility. So, bottom line is, it's not needed, and it's in the wrong place. And essentially, when you start looking at other potential development sites around the area, if you take, for example, the hydro site in Curry, it would be much you know, better suited to light industrial because it's actually the sort of area where it's close to housing and you know, everything else. So basically, Black Hill, what a lovely place it is because I've lived here for 34 years, but it's basically got no infrastructure. It's not centrally located. The reason that the school was never appropriate for the church is because there's nothing else here, and they quickly realised that was a dumb idea.
So with that in mind, Terry, just very quickly, what would local residents and your protection group love to see happen with that area?
Well, essentially, we would have preferred it to stay as rural because it's the Wadigans to Stockington sort of a green corridor tips right along the edge of it, so we would have liked to have seen it as a kind of an adjunct to that. But beyond that, we're at this point now where we have to do all that we can at the next phase, and the next phase is the development control plan phase to try and keep everybody honest in the sense of keep the development as far away from Black Hill Road as possible, have adequate buffers, adequate riparian zones. I mean, the other hysterically funny thing about this is there's a voluntary planning agreement that goes with all of this that requires them to set aside something like 600 hectares of land somewhere else as an offset. So you basically end up developing, you know, supposedly rezoning, you know, 300 hectare block, 200 of which is light industrial, and in exchange for that you've got to find 600 hectares elsewhere of environmental offsets. So it just doesn't make any sense.
Terry, we will watch this with some interest. Like you said, it's got around 30, 40 years of life on it, so we'll see what happens over the upcoming months and years to come. Thank you for your time, Terry Lewin from the Black Hill Environment Protection Group.